kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Noong Agosto, pinagdiriwan ng Buwan ng Wika sa Pilipinas. At ngayong 2024, ang tema ay ang Filipino, wikang mapagpalaya. Oh, naku, yun pala ang tema na yan. Ha? Kahit nasa Australia na iba'y pa din yung pakiramdam na makapagsalita ng sariling lingwahe. Mapatagalog yan, Bisaya, Kapampangan, Ilocano, at naku, marami pang iba. Pero bakit nga po ba ang Filipino ang ating pambansang wika? Di ba parang narinidito-lito lang konti, di ba? Ay sinagot po yan ng social linguist at senior lecturer sa Department of Linguistics ng Macquarie University na si Loy Lising sa naging panayam po ng ating kasama na si Nikki Gregorio. Pakinggan natin yung bahagi ng kanyang sinabi.
In 1937, the government then at that time created what's called the Surian ng Wikang Pambansa or the Institute of National Language. And that institute was tasked to come together, or the members of it was tasked to come together to decide on a Philippine national language. So as you know, we have many languages in the Philippines as an archipelago. We're very regionalistic, so each region, you know, has different languages. I guess primarily because of the composition of the members then and how, as we all understand, Manila, you know, the Philippines is very Manila-centric, but also, I guess, socio-politically, if we cast our memory in 1937, the president was Manuel Quezon, you know, Tagalog speaker. So the decision was then made. I mean, obviously, I wasn't there and I haven't actually read the actual minutes, if you like, of this meeting, but the conclusion was to choose initially Tagalog as, you know, the national language. But members of that committee were very aware that there are other speakers of other languages. And I think at that time, if my memory serves me right, Cebuano speakers were, there were far more Cebuano speakers than Tagalog speakers. And so they would have had every right to protest and say, you know, on the basis of number of speakers, Cebuano should be the national, but that wasn't the case. And so, but the members of the committee were very aware of that. And actually, instead of saying Tagalog, they said initially decided on Filipino. Over time, that has changed from Filipino to Filipino. So, but in 1937, that was decided that Filipino would be this ideal language that will bridge the divide across regions and will pull the country together.
Sa Australia, abot na sa mahigit na 400,000 ang mga Pilipino at iba-iba rin ang wika na lumalabas sa census gaya ng Bicol, Bisaya, Cebuano, Ilonggo at iba pa. Pero tila may kalituhan sa pagkakaiba ng Tagalog at Filipino. Lumalabas kasi sa 2021 census na mahigit 90,000 ang sumagot ng Filipino habang mahigit sa 131,000 naman ang Tagalog. Sinagot ni Loy Lising kung magkapareho ba ito o magkaiba?
So the decision or the question is, what's the difference between Tagalog and Filipino? It's really more ideological, okay? In the sense that it was motivated primarily to appease and to ensure that people, Filipinos from other regions, would protest to the idea that they are going to be dictated to speak Tagalog as their national language for unity, because that's very Manila-centric. And so to avoid that, and so therefore this idea of Filipino, right? So we call it Filipino, so it's not. But it's structurally, in those five aspects that I've just discussed, there it's very much Tagalog-based. So so I think ideological, they're the same. So Filipino was decided as the label to call the national language that would tie the country together. Okay. Now, is there a difference? I think there is. So when you study, so as we, most of us did, studied Filipino in school, the, you know, the structures, the phonology and phonetics, the lexical semantic, the morphology and syntax and pragmatics more or less were introduced based on Tagalog, right? However, because if people did use them, they used it in their own context, then people then made changes to those. And so the idea that what you were asking before is to expand, so is precisely that. So if you're based in Cebu, in Davao, in Bohol, you know, or up in the north, and you're using Tagalog, you adjust the way you use it to your own context and situation. So ang nangyayari. So for example, in Davao, for example, I was interviewing this participant from one of my studies, and she says, you know, it's Davao Tagalog. And so I said, what does that mean? And so she was saying, oh yeah, you know, it has the Tagalog structure, but we use local words in the sentences to indicate, you know, things that the Davaoans would understand.
Naku yun, Maridel, napakinggan natin yung bahagi pa din ng sinabi ni Loy Lising, ang social linguist. E dito naman po sa ilang pagkakataon, ilang kababayang Pinoy po sa USIL at maging sa Pilipinas, gaya ng mga Cebuano, Davaoeno, ang minsan, Maridel, mas komportable pang mag-English, di ba, kaysa mag-Tagalog
o mag-Pilipino. Kasi hirap sila.
Oo. Parang nagkakaroon ng, yun nga, minsan parang mas gusto ko pang mag-English kasi mas madali para sa akin, di ba? E ang tanong, bakit nga ba ganun? At tagumpay nga ba na pagkaisa ng bansa nung gawing Filipino ang wikang pambansa? Sinagot din po yan ni Loy Lising.
I guess you can kind of look at that in terms of layers, right? Have we achieved the purpose of putting in place Filipino as a national language? And if you are happy with the idea that people all over the country know Tagalog vis-a-vis Filipino because they've gone through school and have studied it, if that's sufficient to indicate national unity, because everybody uses it, can use it if they have to, you know, because you have to keep in mind everybody watches the same television shows, and most of our television shows are produced in Manila and are in Tagalog, right? So access to media information, I guess the answer to that depends on what people think or how people define success in unifying the country is, right? Now, in terms of the feelings, and you mentioned particularly, I guess, the Cebuanos. So yes, I mean, being a Cebuano myself, I know the socio-political feelings, and that's largely that, as I mentioned earlier, at the time in 1937 of the decision as to which national language should be, you know, should be decided upon. In terms of speaker number, you know, we had the number, and so, like, you know, so why was not Cebuano chosen? So that's one. Secondly, there's a bit more pride in terms of being able to use English and English well, and I think you have to also think about this in various ways, right? So context of economics. So in Cebu, for example, there's a rapid growth in the economy due to foreign investment and infrastructures. And so what language facilitates that? And, you know, most of the time it will be English, not necessarily Tagalog or Filipino, right? But at the same time, if you really do engage in Filipino, they can also say, well, I can speak that. I just choose to speak in either Cebuano or English. But there's also, I guess, I don't do phonetics and phonology research, but there's also a distinction between the vowel sounds in Cebuano and Tagalog. And so when you're a Cebuano, you know, in terms of the nuance of our vowels, so in English you have A, E, E, O, U, that's the monophthong, so singular sound vowels, and then you have diphthongs, right, so dual sounds vowels. But in Cebuano, it's more simplified than in Tagalog. And so when you speak, you know, that affects as well. And so I guess in terms of being comfortable, then yes, English and then Cebuano would be the kind of go-to.
Ayon kay Loy Lising, ano man ang paraan ng pagsasalita ay mahalaga na ibabahagi mo ang nais mong sabihin, lalo na't importante ang komunikasyon. Ang wikaan niya ay patuloy na lumalago.
a Tagalog or Filipino that's been spoken, you know, years ago to now, they're entirely different. Language evolves over time. Language evolves because of the way people use it and who use it and how people use it, right? And so I don't really subscribe to the idea of bastardization, because I think any use of language is interesting for me as a linguist. So what you do is you document, well, how do a specific speech community use language? And you describe that. You don't make judgment, right? I think any use of language, I mean, you know, people, I think educated people understand anyway that different contexts of situation demand different ways of speaking. So if you're speaking with your friends na kayo-kayo lang sa, you know, you're in a restaurant and you're catching up, your language there is very different to say pumasok ka sa uni or sa eskwela, and then you have a discussion about a certain academic topic, right? So it actually, to me, it actually shows a great level of proficiency and flexibility in being able to adjust to the demands of the context of the situation.
Ayan, napakinggan natin si Loy Lasing, a social linguist at senior lecturer dyan sa Macquarie University. Napakaganda ng mga binanggit niya, Maridel, lalo na yung part na dito nga napaka-dynamic and evolving yung itong particular na mga languages. Mm-hmm. Ano? At parang hindi natin dapat na parang sino yung mas magaling o sino yung ito yung dapat. Kumbaga, kanya-kanya talaga, di ba?
At saka totoo yun, nag-evolve talaga yung wika, no? Lalo na yung wikang Filipino. Kasi nung bata tayo, may mga salita na hindi naman kasali na papasali na. Mm-hmm. O di kaya meron namang mga salita sa wikang Ingles na katanggap-tanggap na gamitin sa Filipino.
No, kaya maganda din binanggit niya na kailangan maintindihan mo yung mga bawa sa context.
Mm-hmm.
O di kaya naman ito ba, kaya daw nabanggitin doon yung sa Cebuano, kaya daw mas gusto mag-English na dahil nga number one, economic reasons, and then number two, yung minsan dahil napagtatawanan pa. Pag mm-hmm. yung mabanggitin yung O o nagiging youth, magiging pagkatawanan pa ng mga Tagalog. Uh-oh. O ng mga nagkakaroon tuloy ng divisiveness, di ba?
Tsaka, medyo dahil tayo lumaki tayong Tagalog, ne, parang sanay tayo, pero yung Tagalog ano rin siya, no? Mahirap rin siya kung hindi mo nakalakhan.
Oo.
Kasi merong mga salita na yung kahulugan ay naiiba sa pagdiin, 'di ba? Doon sa syllable.
Oo.
O di kaya sa pag-deliver, sa paghatid mo ng patanong ba o tuldok, yung mga ganon.
Alam mo, may napansin nga ako, 'di ba? Minsan nagiging katatawanan, halimbawa pagbabanggitin ng Bisaya itong word na ito. Tapos iba yung O magiging U, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero sa Tagalog, napansin ko bawa yung lalaki. Ay talaga 'yon, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Kung pag i-spell out mo lalaki. Pero ipopronounce natin as lalaki.
Oo.
So tayo rin naman, 'di ba? Parang yung Tagalog na pag sinabi mo Tagalog, basically kung read a spell, mali ka din, 'di ba? So parang pag tinignan mo yung sarili mo, hindi dapat parang wala yung ganun na walang superiority complex na mas magaling ka dahil marunong kang mag-Tagalog at nahihirapan mong Tagalog yung Bisaya, di ba?
Narinig ko yan dati, kayo talaga mga Tagalog kung apihin nyo kami mga Bisaya.
Di ba nagkakaroon tuloy ng ganung klase ng ano, dahil nga parang sinasabi na kapag mas ano ka, dahil nga nabanggit ni Loy Lasing doon, Manila-centric masyado yung ating lakan. Ako, kaya magandang mababalikan itong na mga panayam kay Loy Lasing. Ako, gagawan po ng article yan ng ating kasamang si Nikki Gregorio kung ang wikang Filipino ba inclusive talaga. Ayan ang sasagutin sa article ni Nikki.
Pero siguro may sagot din dyan na dahil sa sobrang laki ng Pilipinas, medyo naging ano rin tayo, no? Yung tinatawag na region-centric.
Oh.
Yung maano rin tayo kasi ma-clan or maano tayo. Ay, mga taga-Bisaya. Oh. Meron tayong mga ganun.
Parang ito, dito ako. Parang hindi ako part. Na hindi tayo buong bansa, kundi ano ka lang. Parang dito lang ako sa
Pilipino,
region.
Oh. Pero mas parang inaangat natin kung saan tayo lumaki o yung kinagisna natin, hindi ba?
Oo, yun ang nagiging isa sa mga traits. Ano? Parang maganda din siya, pride siya, pero somehow, yun din yung nagdudulot ng divisiveness.
Oo,
diba? May mga ganong pagkakataon.
Kung nung nakarang Olympics si Heidelin, nanalo siya, diba? Pero ang inangat ay Bisaya siya o taga Mindanao siya or yung mga ganung na-highlight.
Nako parang kay kamag-anak namin. May ganung-ganun kasi tayo, 'di ba? Nako, kaya kayo kay mga kababayan, meron ba kayong mga ganyan? Palagay kayo ba'y nahihirapan din sa pagsasalita ng English ng wika ninyo o nami-miss niyo ba yung pagsasalita ng wika ninyo pag dito sa Australia o tinuturo niyo ba sa inyong mga anak? Pwedeng-pwede kayong sumali sa ating talakayan sa SBS Filipino Facebook page.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.